Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition to the Dead Set Legends here on Triple M, the number one sports show in town over the weekend. And yes, we don't have snow here. They snowed in Canberra. What we have here is a cold, windy day for football. But I tell you what, don't worry about bloody Hugh Jackman strolling around the airport here at Adelaide and swanging around Adelaide. I've got one man that can beat Hugh Jackman, and his name's Bernie Vince, who joins us. Good morning, Bernardi.
Oh, good morning, Jars. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see your face. And what's happened? Why is that chair free next to us? Where's that man gone? And he's still on the intro. I thought he might have been cut, seeing he's not here.
Greg Board has somehow disappeared for this Saturday morning show. I have no idea where he's gone. Do you?
He's got a bit of a habit of doing this, that man.
He's a cricketer.
He's a cricketer. So as soon as it gets cold and wet, he likes to get out, you know, pack the golf clubs, go somewhere warmer. But I don't know. We'll try and track him down. If everyone's seen him, call in, please.
Not really. We don't need him. I've got no idea where he's gone, to be quite honest with you.
He didn't even tell anyone. He just hasn't turned up. I'm waiting for him.
Anyway, what's on the show, Bern? Have you got... You know who's on the show, or you want me to go through it?
Oh, no, we've got plenty coming up. We're going to talk to Sam Jacobs, who's back in the side this week, which I'm very, very excited about because he's been out for too long, in my opinion. We're going to talk to Port Adelaide assistant coach Matty Loken, who's coming up. We're going to speak to Cam Mooney.
He's your mate.
Yeah, he's my mate. We do a bit of stuff on the bounce. We're pretty funny, Jars, if you tune in.
Oh, I do watch it. I wouldn't say you're funny, but I do watch it.
Well, no, I've been told, so I'm running with it. So we have a bit of fun on there. We're going to talk to Jay Clark.
Boy.
He's got some big news, actually, today about a certain Port Adelaide ruckman, where he might be. So I'm looking forward to asking him about that. But what else we got?
Oh, that's about it, I reckon. But we're going to talk about some footy issues. Let's just chew the fat and have a bit of fun for the next 2.5 hours, mate. All right, so let's get underway, Bernardi, and we'll talk about players' contracts.
Yes.
Should they fulfil their agreement with their respective club, or are they allowed to walk away after 1 or 2 years to find another home?
Well, a contract's a contract, in my opinion, Jars. So if you sign a contract, like players want all these, they want everything on their terms these days, I feel. So they want the long contracts, the big contracts, plenty of zeros in them on the end. But if they feel like moving somewhere, they want that contract teared up straight away. But, you know, clubs, I think they need to fulfil them a bit more. The clubs need to hold someone ransom and make an example of someone.
I agree.
And then make them say, right, well, you're contracted for another 2 years. Yeah. You're not going to play for 2 years if you want to go to St Kilda or someone
good
like that.
Good boy,
you know? So they need to be a bit stronger in club land, but I understand the club wants to get something for them.
And that's what we're going to talk up next.
What is wrong with you?
Triple M Dead Set Legends with Jars, no Bloy.
That's next.
Bernie Vince this morning.
Seriously,
for CMI Toyota. Dead Set Legends, Jars, Bluey and Bernie Vince on Adelaide's Triple M. We're doing it for CMI Toyota this morning. South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Nice work there, Timmy boy. Now, Bern, obviously you had a little bit of a chat about players breaking contracts. I just want to talk to you about, now, Brad Hill, Fremantle Football Club, little superstar, signed a 5-year deal with the club, right?
Big money.
Packed up his family, left the Hawthorn Football Club. Now, after 2 years, is now looking to break that contract and wants to move back home because his partner is from Melbourne, is homesick, and wants to go back home. He's got 3 years left. The Fremantle Football Club, and now he's been a very good player for him.
Yep.
Players, you can't do that. You can't. Once you sign an agreement, you're locked in for that 5 years.
Yep. No, I'm with you.
Why are players now coming out after 2 years when they think, oh, well, my life, it's not the same lifestyle. My partner or my wife is homesick. And I can appreciate that because I went through that when I went and coached Perth. But you got to stick to an agreement.
Well, surely you go through that before you make the decision of signing 5 years, Jars. Well, you think, well, is this the place for us? That's why you tour the place, have a look around. You don't just sign 5-year contracts willy-nilly and think, oh, after 2 years, no, maybe I'll go back. I think the club should hold him.
So you're of the opinion that Fremantle will say no.
Someone needs to stand up. A club needs to stand up at some stage. They threaten to do it all the time, and then at the last minute, get the trade done and do it. So I think until clubs start holding players ransom to that's going to continue.
Okay, so Fremantle go, all right, well, if he wants to go and we send him to a footy club like, you know, say a Gold Coast.
Yep.
Or they do a deal if they can get pick one or two for a Brad Hill, this is Fremantle.
Yep.
Would they do it?
I think you take that, definitely. Right. But his whole reason to leave Frio is to go back to Melbourne, so he won't go to Gold Coast.
Yeah, but it's his partner, though, not him, is it?
Well, it's his partner's driving that, apparently. That's the word on the street. But in terms of where he goes, so he's in contract, okay? So he's got 2 years to go. He wants to go to a certain club, say a St Kilda, okay? They're offering him big money.
Yep.
Everything's on his terms again. Why can't the club go, well, hang on, you're in contract. We can make this decision. We're going to get a better deal from, I don't know, it could be anyone, a North Melbourne. So they're going to give a pick 5 for Brad Hill. Mm-hmm. And the club goes, hang on, we own you at the moment. We're going to let you go back to Melbourne, but you're going to go to North Melbourne.
Mm.
You're still with it. The club is still looking after him, sending him back home where his wife or partner wants to go, keeps him happy. But they have more of a say, Jars, because he's in contract. I feel like a club can choose where they can go in that situation. What do you think?
Oh, look, you're right. I think what the club needs to do is what they can get. If they can get the best deal in moving on Brad Hill with 3 years left on a 5-year contract, well, the club will pursue that. That's why if they can get a pick 2, then Frio are back in the hunt, aren't they? They're back in that, you know, that top
Certainly.
5. I don't know what the draft looks like for this year. I don't know if there's much depth compared to the last few years in terms
pick
of talent.
Star.
I beg your pardon?
Pick 2's always a star.
Yeah, true. Good. Experiences around where you're at. Have you been in that situation as a player, even though that clubs control you, they control your contracts and they control your destination, right? We all know that.
Well, in my situation, my personal situation, I still had a year to run, but I found out that the club were sort of shopping me around a bit. So I got on the front foot and I did sort of, it was almost the reverse of the Brad Hill
you
situation.
Initiated it all.
Well, no, the club did. The club wanted to get back in the draft for the Kurt Tippett sanctions, if you remember back that
That's
far.
Right.
They missed the first two picks for 2 years, and they didn't have a pick till about pick 50 for 2 years. So they wanted to get back in. So I heard them shopping me around.
Were you disappointed when you heard that? Because you're a much
disappointed, Jazz.
You're a Crows man. You know, I've always said
flat
you're
as a pancake.
Who told you that news?
Well, I sort of found out through my manager. He'd found, because things get around, you know. They're saying, oh, they're shopping a few guys around. We heard your name. And then I asked them, and then they said they weren't.
Yeah.
And then I found out they obviously were. And then I thought, well, if they're going to shop me around, rather than go to somewhere they want me to go, bugger them. I'm going to choose where I want to go.
So why did you choose Melbourne?
Well, the only other city I wanted to go to, Jars, was Melbourne, the city, not the footy club, the city.
Yep. You wanted to go to the city. Okay.
Yep. And because in terms of Adelaide, it's easy to get to, short flight, parents can drive over, that sort of thing.
Yep.
So I chose, and then I met with a few clubs, and then Melbourne was the best fit. So, and Adelaide were happy with the pick they got from Melbourne, and that was happy days. But I was pretty flat at the start.
Mm.
In terms of what players are going through now, well, Josh Jenkins is about to go through that probably at the end of this season.
Yeah, true.
He's still in contract.
Yep.
And, you know, the clubs, by not picking him, he's sort of planning for maybe a future without him.
Yeah.
So he's got to do what's best for him as well, and that's to have a look around, see what's out there.
And you can remember Hamish Hartlett, his situation at Port Adelaide. They shopped him around.
North Melbourne, we offered him a pretty big deal, I think, at the time. And, that didn't happen, eventuate at the end, but then Port Adelaide had to fork out a little bit more. But it's a funny one, isn't it? I feel like clubs just surrender too much to players that initiate the move.
133-53, get on the phone. Should players be able to break long-term contracts to move back to their family? Or should a club just stay strong like Bernie Vince has just said and stick the flag in the ground and say, nah, you've signed a 5-year, you've got 3 years left, Brad Hill, you're playing for the next 3 at Fremantle. 133-53. And Bernie, just before you go, should players only be on 12-month contracts?
It'd save a lot of mucking around, wouldn't it? But security, players like security the players' favour.
But I'm a believer.
Again.
I reckon give him 12 months because it makes the player play better knowing that he's coming out of a contract.
Oh, how many times do we see a player coming out of contract?
That's my point.
And it's the best year they've had for 2 or 3 years or in that contract.
That's
because they train hard, they realise their life's on the line or their career's on the line. They go harder, they do everything right. And you might have a point there, Jazz.
We'll take your calls next on 133-53. Crows' last home game double up for grabs as well. Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Port Adelaide Sandfalls coach, assistance coach, obviously, of Port Adelaide, Matty Loken, on the phone in about 15 minutes. Dead Set Legends, Jars Bluey and Bernie Vince on Triple M.
Nice work. Well, no, well, Greg Blewett's not here. Did you mention Greg Blewett?
I did. Yeah.
Well, don't. Bluey. Timmy, don't.
All right, want me to cut
is that right, Bern?
Yeah, that's 100% right.
He's cut.
Do not give him the oxygen. Did you hear that, Timmy?
Yep, done. All right.
He hasn't notified me, the captain of this team, or Bernie Vince, the vice-captain, that he was not going to be here for the next 2.5 hours.
Scrubbing
in
him.
In fact, when he comes here, back, he might have a ban.
Honestly, he just waltzes around Australia as if he owns the joint. Like, he played, what, 42 tests for Australia? Whoopee-doo.
He's not going to like that,
Charles. Oh, well, bad luck. Bad luck. Anyway. We move on. Let's go to the phones. We've been talking about Brad Hill from the Fremantle Football Club. Got me thinking, family. He signed a 5-year contract, an agreement with the Freo Football Club to go back and play with his brother, Stephen. After 2 years, there is talk that he may want to go back to Melbourne because his partner is homesick with 3 years left. Freo, do they stick their guns in? Do they dig their heels in and say, no, you're committed for the next 3 years? Or do they let him go and find a good deal for their football club? Bernie Vince says no. What do you say again, Bern? You said stick their guns in.
I said, there's got to be a club that stands up at some stage. They all threaten to do it, but no one actually does it. Why not try and make his partner more comfortable in Perth? Maybe allow some flights back or bring the family over a bit or, you know, make things work.
Yeah, well, you know what it's
like. They can't lose him. He's a star.
133-53. Brinny from Seaton. G'day, mate.
G'day, buddy. The word is wag.
Wag.
People say wag.
Yep.
Now, they buy into the AFL by having their partners who play AFL football. End of day being, I have no problems with a player trying to find employment a year into, or sorry, running out of his contract. That, to me, is fair play.
Yep.
The club keep him, or he has to find employment elsewhere while he's still got the opportunity. But a wag that wants to go home to a family, well, guess what? You signed into this deal as the player signed into the club for that time of period. You have to be there. Okay, and yes, the club may need to do some things to help support to keep their player. But yet, you know, in a day, being mate, you know, it's so many of these players at the moment are going through, and it's their partners are dictating what they do for their football career, not their career, which is a short career. It's not a long career.
No,
it's not like being a lawyer, not being a doctor, not being a courier, not doing anything. It's a football career, and they have the bought into it, they need to stand by their partner, and yes, the clubs need to help keep that balance in play for the well-being of their player. Big time.
Well said, mate. Well, absolutely well agree. Said. Well said. Good well start. Said. Vincey of Paradise. G'day, Vince.
What a name.
Vince.
Charles Bernie, how are you?
He's happy.
Good, thanks, Vincey. Thoughts?
Right, so for me, you've got to look at the root cause of the problem here, okay? And the problem is we need a club to come out and grow a pair and stand their ground. Now, I love football, but my first love was soccer. And if you look at the big clubs in Europe, do you think they would tolerate this kind of crap coming out of players' mouths thinking they're bigger than the shirt they put on? They absolutely would not. They never get held to ransom by this crap. Now, what I'm saying is you want to accommodate these kind of things? That's within your own wage. That's within your own remit. That's your problem to sort out. You sign the dotted line to a club, mate, you've got commitments you've got to meet. Now, ultimately, our players are arguably the toughest sportsmen on the field in any sporting endeavour in the world, but the softest off of it. These guys are 45 minutes away from home, and they're telling me they're homesick. You've got kids in South America that are 16 and leave their country to go and play what they've chosen to play. Mm. Put it into perspective. Mm. These guys are soft as marshmallows. Yeah. Another thing, I saw a commentator put a comment on Facebook saying, oh, it's terrible. This was actually a media personality, by the way.
Don't tell
put
me.
A comment on Facebook saying, oh, Josh Jenkins got dropped because he said he wasn't going to be there anymore. Too bloody right.
Mm.
Too bloody right he should be, mate. Yeah. But if you're not going to be here next year and you're not going to play for the shirt, see you later. Go on the bench.
Mm.
You are not bigger than the Adelaide Crows. Mm. Adelaide Crows are what you're here to play for.
Spot on, Vincey. Spot on, mate. Love your passion.
Few good points. Gave a few clips as well along the way. I don't mind that.
Prize
worthy. Everyone's agreeing with us, Jazz.
Yeah. Double pass, mate. Crows last home game. Crows v Collingwood at Adelaide Oval for Saturday Twilight football game, 17th of August, mate. All yours.
Okay. Well done, Vince. See you, mate.
Dead Set Legends, Triple M.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. GWS put up the white flag last night, Byrne, and won't. I don't think we'll play in a GF. They're not good enough.
Don't like the cold. Like the snow.
No, insipid.
No good.
56-point loss to the Hawthorne Footy Club. Not one player wore a long-sleeve jumper either.
Yep. I like it.
Do you?
You used to.
Nah, but I'm a bit disappointed some of those boys didn't anyway.
Is that because you had bad arms? Like, you weren't defined, or were you cold?
I
think it was your arms.
I had Wolverine arms, mate.
Is that what you're hiding? Is that
what I want to say too
much. I've got to the bottom of it. Yeah. There you go. There's a front page.
I was lying on the couch with Maz last night watching the football briefly, but then this occurred in the first quarter.
It's hard to concentrate on what's happening on
quite,
the field.
Quite picturesque from up here.
Yeah, that is full on snowflakes blue. Boy, goodness gracious me. Can you believe it? The crowd are loving it.
Snow. I didn't think I'd ever see it in AFL football.
Neither did I.
Fans were wearing snow gear too, Byrne.
Yeah, they were the goggles and everything on.
Oh, man. I mean, I thought I was watching the NFL.
Yeah, I loved it.
AFL deserves a bit of a clip too, Byrne.
What's happening?
Why would you program GWS and Hawthorn on a Friday night prime time in Canberra in the middle of winter?
Surely they would have known it would have been wet.
Come on, Byrne.
At least wet and cold.
All right, so there's a clip. In the AFL today, the spotlight will be on our two football clubs today and tomorrow. Port Adelaide take on the Swans at Adelaide Oval. They've got to get 35,000 there today.
They've got to. Get around. Port Adelaide are a big chance to make the finals.
Absolutely. So we're going to catch up with Matty Loken there. And also, Melbourne, your boys take on Collingwood. How's the vibe out there at Melbourne?
I can sniff a little upset, Jarz. So rubbish. If you're doing your footy tips, get behind Melbourne this week. I've got a good feeling.
Lions,
remember I said that?
Yeah, well, what?
Remember I said that?
Lions take on the Suns. Essendon, Western Bulldogs, and the Kangaroos play the Cats. Obviously, the Crows take on the Eagles. This will be a very tough game for the Crow boys. So, and we're going to catch up with Sammy Jacobs after 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Sorry. So we'll see how he's back.
Yeah, O'Brien good to see him rested. Back. One of our favourites.
Absolutely. In the sample tomorrow, split round once again. I'm just so confused about the sample scheduling. Crows take on West Adelaide at Richmond, Port Adelaide and the Eagles at Alberton, and Sturt take on Norwood, the arch rivals at the Peter Motley Oval. Crows AFLW team has now parted ways with their AFL NT partners after two flags there, Byrne. So they've cut the cord.
Gone.
Yeah, big news there. And in local footy, this is a great story. A big congratulations to a local footy legend. Now listen to this, Byrne. 62-year-old Kim Pearce. Kim Pearce will play his 800th game of football for the Mawson Lakes Football Club in the C grade today.
62?
He is 62.
Wow.
What a superstar.
What position does he play?
Well, I don't know.
Probably midfield, run around. Does his 14, 15 games.
Mate, what a great story.
That's
blokes
a great
like
story.
That make your footy club. So Kim Pearce, he's been around. He's played for a number of amateur league footy clubs. So congratulations, 800th game. Surely he can get 200 more.
Surely he's a life member. How many do you have to play? 1,000.
That's the scoreboard, chaps.
Here comes the plug. Heading to the game, catch the free Game Changer Footy Express. Visit adelaidemetro.com.au for more info. On the phone next, Port Adelaide Maggie's assistant coach, Matty Loken, Dead Set Legends Jarz, and Bernie Vince. On 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M. We're doing it for CMI Toyota this morning. Triple M's Dead Set Legends Jarz and Bernie Vince this morning for CMI Toyota.
Now, we want to talk about the Port Adelaide Power today, Jarz.
Well, we do,
can they? They have to win. They have to beat Sydney today.
Yep.
You know, it'd be their first back-to-back win since round 5 and 6. And on the line we've got now is Port Adelaide assistant and Port Maggie's coach, mind you, Matty Loken. G'day, Matty.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matty.
Good to speak to you. Just talking on that, haven't had back-to-back wins since round 5 and 6. So consistency's been an issue this year. Is that something you've spoken about this week or made a real focus on?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Bernie. But look, it's obviously been something that we've been struggling with this year, but a pretty good week to try and turn it around. I think it's obviously a really important game for us. We come off a really good game last week, and we got to do the same again today. So we're looking forward to it. We certainly haven't mentioned that during the week, and can't wait for this afternoon.
Big talking point selection-wise, Ollie Wines didn't come into the side this week. Obviously been out for a few weeks with that thumb. Was he close?
Oh, certainly. I think when Ollie Wines is available and ready to go, and he certainly comes into calculation. And I think he's one of our emergencies today. And Look, we, as I mentioned before, we had a really good win last week, and it was probably, it was obviously hard to squeeze him into the side this week, and we've decided to go with the side that they got the job done last week.
Kenny's shown a lot of faith in his players there, Matty Boy, and Cam Sutcliffe, mate, he's played a really important role since he's come in 4 weeks ago, hasn't he? Been that in the lockdown type player.
I can't speak any more highly of Cam. He's been outstanding for the Magpies at the start of the year, and obviously got his opportunity in the mid-season draft. And he probably wasn't fantastic in his first couple of games. He probably played a different role for us. But last week he was really important. He played that link player across half forward, and also nullified some of Essendon's running backs. So he'll get his opportunity again today, and I know Cam really wants to play well and keep his spot in the side.
Lysett also still out of the side, couldn't find his way back in, and Ryder gets the job. Have you got that mix right? Have you settled on that position? Can they play together?
Yeah, well, we probably haven't settled on it. I think, Paddy and Scotty played a little bit earlier in the year together, and Pete Laddam's just been knocking the door down and got his opportunity last week and did really well. So, talking to Scotty during the week, he's obviously really disappointed, but he'll have a big game in the Magpies tomorrow and, certainly push for a spot next week back in the AFL side.
Matty, I love the Dersma, the arrow man. Isn't he starting to get a bit of a cult figure? I reckon you're going to get some little kitty bow and arrows at the ground today and just get him out there when he kicks a goal around the scoreboard.
I've got a couple of young kids, Jars, and they love the arrow too. So,
brilliant.
He's a fantastic kid, and that's the thing. I know he copped a lot of criticism, but he's one of the most humble, polite kids you'll ever meet. And, that's what he does, and he's probably got to pick and choose when he does it. Mm. But I liked it last week. You know, checky from the boundary, I'd just certainly be giving the crowd a bit
nice,
as well.
Nice.
If only we kicked one, Jars, from there. Nick Riewoldt labelled Port Adelaide Jars as the most exciting team he's seen this year. They play with flair, excitement. He loves the young kids, as all of us do. Rosie, Dersma, Butters, these sort of guys. Have you just given them a free lease of life? Like, well, I think everyone forgets that it's their first year.
Oh, they've been fantastic for us. I think they bring a different energy to the group. We've all played a bit of footy, and those young guys can actually bring a bit of spunk to the group, and they probably play those roles that allow that as well, those small forward and sort of outside running roles. You get to see what they can do, and they've been exciting for us. And you add Rosie and Butters and Robbie Gray around your forward line, Stevie Motlot when he was playing earlier in the year. They're an exciting group and pretty good for our future.
It is exciting. There's some real young talent coming through. Now, Matty, let's just go to your sample boys. The Magpies having a very good year this year, and obviously you've got some superstars playing tomorrow. Eagles at Albion and Oval. So how have you seen your boys tracking? Knowing that it's a tough gig, players coming in and out, and you can't settle your squad, but you must be pleased with the attitude.
Oh, mate, we don't hide from that. We know that a lot of our guys are striving to play AFL footy, and I acknowledge that as coach. So, I just have that mentality that when they're playing in the Sample side, that they come with a really positive attitude. They try and show everyone their skills, and we've been really consistent in that area. So we're really looking forward to tomorrow. A really important game for us to try and get top three position. And, looking forward to the game.
You must keep one eye on the way Glenelg are playing at the moment, obviously being a past coach. Oh. Your legacy's living on down there.
Oh, God. There's a lot of fantastic people at Glenelg, and Mark's done a really good job after taking over from me, and the players are really starting to develop, and they're by far the most consistent and best side in the competition at the moment. So we know that if we play them in a final, we've got to be right on our game because they got some super talent in their team.
Matty, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck today, Adelaide Oval. You want to see a ripping crowd there against Sydney Swans. They haven't played there since 2017, and look, defensively they'll be up and about, the Swans, but I think you'll have a bit too much class, and good luck tomorrow against the Yeags at Alberton.
Cheers, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
Good on you, mate. Matty Loken there from the Port Magpies and Port Power Football Club, doing a terrific job. There you go, Byrne.
Yep, he's a star.
He's a star, is he?
Yep, he's a star.
You've just
Collingwood
said
man, too.
He's a star, and you just roll back in your chair.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I was just putting the pen down, mate. I'm done.
All right, good boy.
Dead Set Legends, Triple M.
Now, Bern, the social trolls are at it again. The last 24 hours, we've had this terrible rumour about the Collingwood Footy Club and the 10 players.
Yeah.
How did you find out over there, and what's the vibe like over there? Eddie McGuire's come out and just, like, he's filthy and he wants the AFL Integrity Unit to look into it. He's looking at the police to look into it. Mate, when's it going to stop?
Well, that's gained legs really quickly. And, I mean, they've set up players. They've put their handle, it looks like a text message has come from certain players saying, yeah, we're done, and all these players are done, we're going to lose premiership points and finish ninth. And then that just creates all sort of controversy for betting and stuff on where teams can finish. So, I mean, that gained legs really quickly in Melbourne in the last couple of days.
Yep.
And one thing about Eddie McGuire, if he isn't happy with something, he makes things happen. So whoever did start that, and I'm with him, they need to get to the bottom of it, because that affects families and parents and people.
Well, it creates panic.
Panic. And then, you know, it affects membership and all sorts of stuff, because people are like, well, why would I go to the footy this weekend when my team's going to finish ninth because of this? But it's all crap.
Well, Don Pike's been filthy regarding the situation with him and Joshy Jenkins.
Yeah.
About there was a, you know, physical altercation. And that went out in social media. Like, someone started that.
Yeah, I can't believe they've had to answer to that, to be honest.
So what are the AFL going to do about it?
They need to get to the bottom of where the source started. Now, I'm not sure the intelligence you need for that, but it's probably more intelligent than me and you put together, Jazz.
It's got out of control now, the last 12 months.
It's
getting worse. Anyone can say anything about anyone now and not be held accountable.
I feel like people need to be accountable for what they say on social media now. It's too serious. It affects people's livelihoods. It's, you know, people, it's... It creates all sort of issues for families.
Have you had anything untoward say about you on the social media? That's
I get it. I used to get it regularly, mate. But
from where?
Social media, but I just don't.
For
I
what?
Don't really done anything. When I got suspended and that, reported a few times. So, you know, they were warning me if I touched anyone again.
So you're on Twitter and Instagram, aren't you?
Yeah. Just
so why? Why don't you get off it?
Because it's a good way to keep up to date with things.
But what for?
You find out news. Well, for this show. I'll find out things.
I'm not on it, mate. I haven't been on it from day dot, and I don't miss it.
Well, yeah, you didn't even bring your phone in today. That's how well you're going. You forget things.
Actually. Maz, Lovey, if you're there, it's on the bar at the back there. Can you just check if I've got any A-grade players that have pulled out today against Broadies?
You've got eight out, and then you can't replace them. You're going to have to play.
we've had a wretched run this year. So, Maz, just actually, how does Maz get in contact with me here?
you're in 1-333-353.
There you go. We might answer it, we might not. It's a competition line.
Check my phone, love.
Big Sauce still to come next. Beautiful. At home with the legends. No Bluey this morning, just Giles and Bernie.
He's done.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Get all your sports news first for your Saturday morning. Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Giles and Bernie Vince.
Okay, minus Gregory Blewett. Let's just delve into your family there this week, young Bernardi. What's been happening at home?
Oh, big milestone this week, Jazz.
Yeah.
And that is little Harvey has poked two teeth through down the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get around
little
him.
Golf clap.
Get around him.
I thought he'd been whinging a little bit, and I thought, this isn't us. This isn't a Vince. He's whinging. No. And then I just had my finger sitting there at one stage, and he had a bite on it and just nearly started bleeding. Oh, a little sharp bit
little
come
prick.
Through. So very proud week for us this week. So he's poked that through, and now we realise why he'd been whinging a little bit.
A little love.
Yeah, he's got him a little jolly jumper this week. You know those little things you hook on your door? Geez, he loves that. He's bouncing around.
Mm.
He's starting to take off a little bit. I need to slow him up. He's rolling and he goes all the way over until he hits something.
How old is he now?
He's about 5.5 months. So
five
coming up to
half.
6 months. Wow. What he does, he rolls over. He starts him on his back, rolls onto his stomach. He just keeps going until he hits something. That's the danger. So we've got to put pillows. We've got a boxing ring around him.
That's it.
So he can't hurt himself. But very proud week this week for us, Jazz.
Nothing better when the little tooties come in.
Yeah, there they are. So I need, now I want just all of them just to burst through at once. So there's just a week of a bad week, and then we're away. But it doesn't work that way.
Now, Bern, last week we do a segment, Q&A, to wrap up the show. It's a very popular type segment. Now, I asked the question, can you do an impersonation of your wife, Abby, telling you off in her voice?
Yes.
Now, does Abby listen to the show?
She does, and she would be listening now, I think. Now, so where are we going with this?
Well, did she listen to you take her off last week?
No, she didn't hear that, and I was pretty happy that she didn't hear it, Jazz. So if we can just move on to the next segment, what do we got coming up now?
You need to do it now.
I could have got that audio if you wanted
it. Yeah, I tried to, but you were busy. You need to do it now.
What do I have to do?
So can you do an impersonation of your wife, Abby, telling you off in her voice?
Now, that was a bit deep last week.
Last week you did it, half hungover.
Yeah,
right?
But it was a bit deep, wasn't it?
You sounded like, I thought you sounded like Kenny Rogers.
I was singing the gamma. You got to know when to hold, know when to fall.
Well, come on. Can you do your lovely wife, Abby, telling you off? Because Bluey did his wife, Catherine, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
So let's go. Let's just quickly, because your lovely wife needs to hear it.
So you've tipped me in here. You've given me no warning about this.
No, I haven't tipped you in. Let's go.
You have, because she didn't hear it last week. Right. So you want me to get in trouble. Yeah.
This is a small version of Q&A. Now, Bernie, question. Can you do an impersonation of your wife, Abby, telling you off in her voice?
Bernie, how many times have I told you to pick up what you... Who do you think picks this up? You take your jocks off there, your socks there. I can just track where you've been.
That doesn't sound like Abby.
Where am I going? I'll sound like myself again.
You got to know and all.
After 10, the big source, Cameron Mooney as well, and Giles Malabag has got some mal on the test cricket.
We've lost it.
Looking around for the second hour of our Dead Set Legends here on Triple M, I've got Bernie Vince in the chair, minus Gregory Blewett. How you tracking, Bern?
I'm going well, but we've been left high and dry today, Jazz, by a co-host. Do we call him a co-host now?
No.
Or just a guest?
No, it's a trade. We're going to trade him out.
Is he in contract?
I'll be
is
making
be
some
one of those?
I'll beg your pardon?
Brad Hill? Is he in contract, Brad Hill was, or are we going to send him off somewhere
in the
state?
I think he is.
We'll get something for him.
We'll get something for him. But, coming up in the next hour, we've got some bit of mail. I've got a bit of mail on an Australian cricketer, Bern, I want to share with you.
I'm interested
So a little bit of mail there. I've got we've got Sam Jacobs joining us.
Yep.
He's back in the Adelaide Crows, so very good news for Big Source. And also your mate and our mate, Cameron Mooney.
Yeah, he's a good man, Moons. Doing a bit of work on the bounce with him. He's a good man.
That's a good show, that one.
Yeah, I told you that earlier.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. It's good. Mm. It's good fun. It's our sort of show, Jazz. Light-hearted comedy stuff and not much serious talk, but that's up our alley, isn't it?
Well done. And also Jay Clark's got some intel on Paddy Ryder, so that's just after 11 o'clock,
big
family.
News.
So, rug up today. It's going to be a chilly one here in Adelaide. And look, Bern, you're still in Melbourne. You're in our studios in Melbourne. You got footy today?
Oh, I have, mate, and yesterday they had 35 mil of rain, and the feels like temperature was minus 1.1. So today, only the 15 mils apparently, and it's only going to get down to feeling like 0.01. So big improvement from yesterday.
And what footy club's that,
Ben? That's the Maui Lions, Mighty Maui Lions footy club. Going down. Parents are over this weekend, coming over. Yeah. They've just landed at the airport, so they're coming straight to the Triple M studio.
Beautiful.
And we're heading down.
So you pick up your 10K cash after
the
game?
It's doubled,
hasn't
it? It's doubled since the intro. You're a joke.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
10K a game! Oh, you're a joke, mate.
If that doesn't fire you up for your Saturday morning, I don't know what will. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, with SA's largest range of new and used Toyotas in stock.
Good stuff, Timmy. Now, Bernardi.
Yes.
Yes, my boy. Now, let's just talk about Jared Ruffhead, the Hawthorn champion, all right?
Yep.
A lot of debate the last couple of weeks. Does he deserve a send-off game? Does he deserve a send-off game?
I'm a little bit torn with this one.
Why are you torn?
You know what? If Hawthorn were out of the finals race, I mean, they're hanging on by a thread, mind you.
Right.
But if they're out of the finals race, I think 100% he deserves a send-off game.
Yeah.
But while they're in the hunt, if he's not in the best 22, he's not in the best 22. So, I mean, if they lose next weekend, I think the last game, yes, do it.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one. Like, I've been through this situation with a few players. Tyson Edwards is probably one that springs to mind. In 2010, I reckon it might have been, or 11. He found his way out of the side. He was dropped. And it went to, well, the coach at the time, Neil Craig. It was a bit of a tough one because he went out of the side and then he sort of retired. And then, you know, there was a big call. And he's a champion of our team, obviously. And there was talk about this send-off game. And so he came back and played.
But, Boom, where's the romance? There's no romance left in football.
Well, they're not allowing it, are they? But I think while your team, we were out of the finals race that year, so they gave Tyson Edwards a farewell game, which he would look back on and be very proud of because you get all your family there, all your mates, and have a real, you know, last go at it. So, and I think he deserved that, a 300-game player, champion of the Adelaide Footy Club. So I think Roughhead deserves it, but while they're still in the race, no, he's got to be in the best 22. And, yeah, we'll ask Jay-Z about that.
And do we know that if Jared Roughhead wants a farewell game or a send-off game? Because he's all about club
he
first.
Is. And I think that's why everyone wants a fairy tale finish for him to play a game. But he is probably, that's what he's like. He probably doesn't want one because he's not in the best 22. No. But how would you feel? If you were Jared Roughhead right now, you're not in the best 22. Mm. Would you want to be picked not on form? So you're getting picked. This never happens.
No, not at all. No.
You don't want one?
No.
Yep.
No.
You almost feel a little bit embarrassed.
If I'm not playing at that certain level and having an influence in the side, I don't deserve a farewell game or a send-off game.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's fair.
Clarko, as we know, is head and shoulders above any other coach in the competition. This is what he said, and he keeps getting asked this question about Jared at Roughhead. Does he deserve a send-off?
The beauty of Ruff is he can remember back in 2005 when it was the Nick Hollands and the Johnny Barkers and the Ben Dixons and these sort of guys that that made their way out of the side so that Ruff and Bud and these type of guys could get their opportunity. So he knows the history of our club. He knows that we're onto the next generation of players at our club, and he's prepared to do whatever is required for our club to move forward.
There you go.
Sounds like the writing's on the wall there. There's a bit of a hint, wasn't it? There's a little clip. Don't think you're playing, Mr. Roughhead.
Yeah. And where do you think Ruffy will end up next year, Boone?
Well, there's big talk over here about him getting a role with the Saints, but we're going to ask Jay-Z about that when he comes on a bit later. But he'd be perfect in that role, an off-field role, development role, mentor type role. He's played in four premierships, been captain of a superstar football club for a long time. So, he'd definitely get a job in footy. Where that is, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask Jay-Z.
And just quickly, in your own backyard at Melbourne, Nathan Jones, will he go on next year?
Yeah, well, he's been offered a year, I think, contract. So they're working through that now. But, it's one of those things. Is he going to be in the best 22? Who knows? Maybe not. So he's got to be willing to work through that and possibly play some VFL footy. We've seen Jordan Lewis do it at the footy club this year, which he's done it very well because he's gone back and played some really good footy found himself back in the side. But, it's a funny one when players that have been established for a long time go out of the side and play VFL.
Yep.
We've seen Ruffy do it this year, speaking of Ruffy, and go back with real pride and do it really well. But it doesn't work like that everyone. So it's until you're in that position, you go, it'll be fine. But until you're in that position, you don't know about players.
Jars Mailbag next. Got something juicy for us, Jars.
Juicy.
Triple F, Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. I think Andrew Newton-Jarman and Bernie Vince.
You've got mail. Boone, got a little bit of mail on a test captain of Australia.
Ooh. Okay.
Tim
Payne.
I was going to say you, Timmy. I was only staring up.
Well, he changed his name. Is that the mail?
So Timmy Payne, our Australian captain, the wicketkeeper.
Yes.
All right, I can confirm this. Mate, he has had Botox done.
Oh, no.
Yep.
What is with cricketers? Greg Blewett's had it. Greg Blewett's had it. I thought you went with that one day.
Oh, I didn't.
Or was that just me thinking it?
100% true. Australian test captain has had Botox done. Tim Payne in the chair.
Why would you do that?
Well, if you look at him beyond the stumps, nothing. There's no wrinkles whatsoever.
Maybe he's just a beautiful-looking man, James.
Well, but
like yourself.
And I think he's proud of it, too.
Now, he's come out and said it.
Look at the great Australian test captains in the yesteryear. Alan Border.
You reckon he would have had Botox?
Oh, he would have
Steve Waugh.
Ian Chappell.
Oh, no.
Maybe the great Richie Beno might have dabbled.
Yeah, because he was hosting.
The great man himself.
He's the
but
host.
But that's not on. It's not on. If you're the Australian test captain, we want our test captains to be what?
Yeah, tough, rugged,
ruthless.
Greg Chappell. Greg Chappell wouldn't have. Are you under that beard? Oh, you're having questions. Okay. Oh,
I'm not saying I'm not saying
Greg
he has.
Greg Chappell. Andrew Jarman just said Greg Chappell's
had
Botox.
No, I did not. Don't put words in my mouth, mate. Don't. Don't you dare go there.
Jeez, I don't like that look.
Now, talking about that, have you dabbled or would you dabble in Botox?
In Botox? Jazz, come on.
Do you know any teammates or ex-players or current players that like to have a needle or two?
Botox? No, yeah. I don't think Botox is. That's and if they did, they would never say it. Surely.
Has Cam Mooney had Botox done?
He would have. Yep. Ask him about that.
Wow.
We'll ask him. Well, he's on a TV show. Don't they all do it?
Jeez, Botox. Why?
Australian captain. He's been
tough. That's why I had to drop the mail. All right, and that is absolutely 100% true.
You've seen the receipt.
No. You don't go there. I've seen the receipt.
Honestly. I don't know where you get your stuff.
So I feel a bit funny about that. That my Australian test captain.
We need to get
and
Alex
the second
Carey
test is coming
in.
Up. Alex Carey, absolutely.
He's got to come in. That's
and Alex
it.
Won't have
That's...
Botox done.
No way.
He's our next Australian keeper.
I think we need to rush him in now. Second test.
Overnight scoreboard next. Dead Set Legends, Triple M.
Oh, what about in Canberra last night, Bernardi? The Hawthorn Football Club, too good for the GWS. They put the white flag up last night.
Yeah, they didn't want to.
They
be
were
there.
Terrible,
too
mate.
Cold. They don't like the snow.
Well, 56 point loss there, and it was embarrassment. 11-7 to 4-5, and I don't think we've ever seen it in Australian rules football. But this is what happened in the first quarter.
It's hard to concentrate on what's happening on the field.
Quite picturesque from up here.
Yeah, that is full on. Snowflakes blew. Boy, goodness gracious me. Can you believe it? The crowd are loving it.
There you go. There's Channel 7. It snowed.
It was the Giants' lowest score, you know, ever. Even in their poor years when they were starting. 29 points. They did not want to be there, Jazz.
No, they didn't. And it's a good call. And the fans were wearing snow gear. So they know what's
like
going
that.
On over there.
I like that. Just embrace the conditions. They only won game in Canberra a year, I think. So why not get there? Just embrace it.
Well, no,
it
don't embrace it. That's Friday night prime time football. AFL deserves a clip for that. You don't put a game in Canberra in the middle of winter.
Yeah, actually, I'm with you there. Maybe they should add on the Saturday night.
Today we've got Port Adelaide taking on the Sydney Swans. So a very important game for Port Adelaide. And we just want to know which one will turn up today. That's the big question around Port Adelaide fans. So good luck there. The Triple M will be rocking football with our team. And I don't know where my bloody shoes.
They haven't won a game back-to-back, Jars, you know.
Who's that, buddy?
Since round 5 and 6, Port Adelaide. They have been the ultimate yo-yos of the competition.
The yo-yos.
Win 1 week, lose the next. Yep. Win 1 week, lose the next.
Okay, Ben.
You're frantically looking for something there, are you?
Yeah, Brendan Yates, Dale Lewis, all rocking Triple M footy. Big call today. 1 o'clock, Triple M be rocking, and Reddy Biglands is coming back from Bali.
Oh, he'll be brown.
Willie
Whit. Tan, ripped. He would have been over there doing weights.
Tomorrow, the Adelaide Crows take on the Eagles, and we're catching up with Sam Jacobs very shortly. Very, very important game. A tough game for the Crows boys.
Tough.
You reckon
road trip over there.
It is, isn't it?
I don't give them much of a sniff, but big sources back. They'll be getting A-grade service.
Okay, split round again in the sample tomorrow. 3 games. Crows take on West Adelaide at Richmond Oval. Port Adelaide, the Maggies take on the Eagles at Alberton. And Sturt take on the Norwood Football Club. That'll be a ripping game of football at
What's
the Peter
going
Motley
on,
Oval.
Just quickly, what is going on with the SANFL and the fixturing?
Good question.
What are these split round crap going on? There's too many of them.
There's going to be some change next year. I think they're going to start the season a bit later.
Oh, well, good. Good that they're onto it.
Crows AFLW team have parted ways with their AFL NT partners, their sisters, after 2 flags. So both identities are going to go in separate ways. So, but got 2 flags out of it. Some real talent coming out of Northern Territory too for the girls.
Some stars up there, don't worry.
And this is a beauty, Byrne. A big congratulations to a local footy legend. Now, he's 62 years old, Byrne. Right,
that's amazing.
Kim Pearce will play his 800th game.
Play
will play his 800th game for the Mawson Lakes Footy Club, C grade.
Wowee. I thought when he's 800 games, I thought he must have been president for 800 or something.
For the 62. Yeah, he's playing seas today for the Mawson Lakes
Footy Club.
Still
hope for you, Jazz.
What a superstar. He's 60. Well done, Kim Pearce.
Well done.
Take a bow, my
give
friend.
Him a clap.
And quickly, the Poms have made a couple of changes for the second test starting next Wednesday. They've dropped out of form off spinner. Yeah, Mullinelli.
He's got to go.
And his record against the Aussies is poor.
Speaking of not wanting to be there, he didn't want to be there.
He did nothing. Spot on. Anyway, all good signs for us because he's their leading wicket taker.
Yeah.
And he's cooked.
And Anderson, gone. Calf.
Gone. Yep, gone. And great opportunity for the boys to win that second test starting next Wednesday. That's the scoreboard, chaps.
There you go. It's all thanks to Adelaide Metro. Heading to the game, catch the free game changer, Footy Express. Visit adelaidemetro.com.au for more info. Next on the air, Big Sauce.
Big
Triple
Sauce.
M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Now, this is one of my favourites coming up. Now, I do a bit of work with him, Jazz, as you know, on the bounce. And former Geelong superstar and North Melbourne superstar,
the pussycat.
Cam Mooney. How are you, Moons?
Burn.
Moon dog.
How are you, Jazz?
Good, champ.
Good. So, Port Sydney today. Surely Port get the job done today. You're at that game?
We are, mate. We're just driving in now. Just trying to find a park.
So who's we? Who's we, Moons?
Oh, I'm here with the great Jason Dunstall and the beautiful Nellie Meadows.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful, mate. Lovely. Now, I want to ask you first off the top about your Geelong. Now, going into the bye, 11-1
since that time, flying
down, you've lost a wing. 3-4 since the break, now 14-5. Have they peaked too early? We talk about teams peaking at the right time. Have they peaked too early?
If you're going on current form, Burn, then yes, they have peaked way too early. But I suspect, after the break, they were a couple of games clear. And I know that they decided to go a little bit of a hard training phase and try a few different things. Now, whether that's thrown them out a little bit over the last couple of weeks, which I think it obviously has. But I think they're pretty confident that with the next 3 weeks, two games at home, they will try. They will get that form back. Well, that's what they're hoping anyway.
Moons, last night, two clips here. AFL, why you program a game in Canberra when it's middle of winter and we obviously some snow? And the second question, a side that's going to play in the finals, GWS, they put the white flag up last night.
They were ordinary, weren't they? We were just talking about that over a coffee, actually. Why you play a game in Canberra? I think that's one of the mysteries of the AFL, playing a game in Canberra in winter. It's like playing a night game down in Geelong in winter as well. Just not the smartest thing, Jars, but look, they've done it. GWS were extremely disappointing. And as the Chief said to me a little bit earlier, Hawthorn won that during the week when they were running around shirtless at training. And,
correct.
All of those type of things. The coach rocks up in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt.
Brilliant.
And it's 3 degrees. They basically played mind games with the Giants and won it before the game even started.
They embraced it, didn't they? Oh, I love that from Clarkson. No shirt on at training. Something you do, Juz.
You would have loved it too, Ben.
Yeah, Ben. Don't you talk about you big show off.
Deflected. Oh, hey,
your little puny arms.
Oh, just get settled down. You were.
You should see him, Juz. Yeah. When we're getting ready for bounce in the meeting room, he walks around with his shirt off all the time, flexes in front of Spud.
Embarrassing.
Oh, if Dunstall's there, can you just chuck him on? Because he'll tell us the truth. Moons is the one with no shirt on.
Jace is shaking his head going,
exactly
right.
I want to ask you about Roughhead. There's been big talk about him getting a send-off game, a fairy tale finish. Did you get one of them, and do you believe he deserves one?
Well, I didn't get one, no, because we're still playing finals football, and I think if your team's still playing finals, then the romance of those type of things probably go out the window, Burn, but... from a Ruffy point of view, look, I am going to say that I think he does deserve one. I think we all think he does deserve one. But the thing is, the win last night, that really keeps Hawthorn in contention. And that's probably going to throw a little bit of spanner in the works, because I think if you are trying to play finals football, you are playing finals football, then you probably can't go down that romance side of football. And unfortunately, that might hurt Ruffy. But if they're not playing finals, yes, you've got to play him. He's a club legend, four-time premiership player, captain. All of those things, I'd love to see him get a game. But while they keep winning, it's probably going to hurt him, to be honest.
Now, Moons, the Adelaide Crows take on the Eagles over there. Do you give the Crows much chance to get a win, knowing that they brought Sam Jacobs back in to rest up young Riley O'Brien?
Look, I'm wrapped the big sources back in, but I can't see them going over there doing too much damage. I mean, they're not in great form, just holding on to that eighth spot. Yep. I think West Coast, look, sitting top of the table, and who knows, by the end of the year, they'll probably be sitting outright top. Yeah. They're just in some really good form. They've still got a couple of players to maybe come back into that side, but they're looking pretty strong at the moment. I would suspect, they hold on to that top spot. You know, there's another grand final beckoning for them.
Now, mate, you're with the captain of the Bounce, which is one of the top shows around the country.
It is.
Byrne, how's he fitting in? Obviously, you've had to find him off the streets to get him into the show.
Well, we've had to get his life back on track and pulled him in, and he was a bit off the rails there, as we all know, Jars. But we brought him into the family, and, you know, he and Spud obviously do the challenges together. So Jason and I always have a little bit of a giggle because it's an easy win for us every week.
Yes, it
is. It's great to have him on there because I was the good-looking one, but now Burns obviously taken over as that good-looking one.
aren't up against much competition with the other two. Hey, Spud and the Chief.
Now, Moons, before I let you go, I dropped a bit of mail on the Australian Test captain, Tim Payne, who has Botox. He gets Botox done, right?
Payne gets Botox.
Yes, he does. Serious? Right, I'm serious. And I got that from a very, very good cricketing source.
I've just looked back on the back chair here with Nerilyn. She's given the old nod of approval as well.
Well done, Nez. So she knows her stuff. Now, Bernie Vince, prior to you coming onto this show, clipped you and said you've had Botox done. Yes or no?
I don't lie, Bern. It was a one-off, Bern. Come on.
That's what I mean. It was an experiment, he said. He said, you can't be this good looking naturally. That's what he told me.
Well done, mate.
I did it once. My wife made me go in before our wedding because I was looking horrendous. So I had to get the photos right.
Great job today. Great calling today with the fellow comrades for Fox Footy. And also good luck tomorrow on the Bounce, Moons. And thanks for your time, buddy.
Good on you guys. Have a good day.
Thanks,
mate. There he is, Cameron Mooney, the former Geelong champion, Fox Footy. There you go. So at least he put his hand up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Once off. I reckon you've done it and you're not telling me.
Well, look at me, Jazz. Have a close look. If you smile, there's wrinkles. Isn't that obvious? Girls just go, yep, Nerilee Meadows, yep, tick, he's had it. That's what my wife said. She goes, yep, Botox, no, yes. I'm like, how do you tell?
Oh, Fox Footy's Cam Meeting on the phone there. Watch every match of every round live in HD with no ad breaks during play on Fox Footy. Channel 504 on Foxtel, and you can catch Moons today when Port take on the Swans. Game from 1:30 Adelaide time. Dead Set Legends, Triple M.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for the last half hour of this show with Bernie Vince. Greg Blewett is gone missing again, so we can't find him, family, but Bernie's done a terrific job. Good to have you back on board, Bernardi. He's playing footy today. I reckon he's getting out $15,000 cash to play a game of footy for Maui. Some big games today. Obviously, we know Port Adelaide take on the Sydney Swans at Adelaide Oval. Triple M will be rocking football at 1 o'clock, so keep us on your dial. We've got Brendan Yates, Dale Lewis, Reddy Biglands will be doing that game ball by ball. The boys will do a terrific job there. Melbourne v Collingwood, that's a very important game there. Lions take on the Suns. Essendon play the Western Bulldogs and the Kangas take on the Geelong Football Club. We did catch up with Cam Mooney about that. He doesn't think Geelong will win. I reckon he's a bit, he's a bit over it. Anyway, we caught up with Matty Logan from the Port Maggies and Port Adelaide, so he's confident about today. Sam Jacobs, very excited to be back into the side tomorrow. Adelaide Crows, very important game. It's going to be a tough one over there. I'm telling you, the Eagles are 8-2 at the Optus Oval. Tough game for the Crows, like I said. Crows fans will rely on the last two games, I reckon. I don't think we'll get the job done tomorrow, but that's just a gut feel. Anyway, very important. Wow, where do we start? So we'll catch up with Jay Clark very shortly. He's got some intel on Paddy Ryder. We'll do the Q&A with Bernie. Bernie's there. I don't know where he's gone. He's gone to the ladies.
He's gone. Yeah.
Bernie, hurry up! And up now, Timmy, Jars Jam.
Jars Jam, you picked Van Halen.
Oh, turn it up. This is for the family.
Dreams, Jars Jam. Dead Set Legends on 104.7. It's Adelaide's Triple M.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Jars Bluey and Bernie Vince this morning. We're doing it for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Absolutely, Timmy. Port and the Swans today at Adelaide Oval. Going to be very interesting. 1 p.m. Triple M's Rock and Footy with Brendan Yates, Dale Lewis and Reddy Biglands, and for the big bounce at 1:40. 13 degrees today. It's going to be some showers coming in. I reckon we got some hail also coming in, Timmy, and Bernardi. 25 to 40 kilometre wind. So going to be very windy down there at Adelaide Oval. So rug up, Port Adelaide fans. Spoke to Tommy Rockcliffe on the rush hour early in the week, and he talked about today's wet weather footy.
We have a team that can play wet weather footy. We just haven't this year. For some reason, it hasn't clicked, and it's a bit like our season's been a little bit up and down, but we know it's going to be wet this weekend. We had a session in the rain yesterday, probably another one tomorrow, so sets us up really well for the week.
Well, they win this. They're back in a bit of a sniff for finals football, Port Adelaide. Swans' defence is stingy. They've lost the last five, so don't underestimate the Sydney Swans, but I think Port Adelaide will be too strong, got a bit more class. But Port Adelaide's record, 5-5 at Adelaide Oval. So bring it on, bring it on. Now, we spoke to Sammy Jacobs earlier, but West Coast senior coach Adam Simpson done a very good job, and they are the form side at the moment. But he's got a bit of respect for the Adelaide Crows talent.
The experience they've got back in the last two or three weeks, I think we worked out about 1,000 goals experience in the front half and around about the same in games. So, yeah, on paper in particular, you look at that talent and experience, and it's going to be a real challenge this week.
It will be a real challenge. The Adelaide Crows, they've got the game plan to take it up to the Eagles. They're 8-2 at Optus, so very tough home deck. So the Crows, I think they're going to have to rely on their star players to step up. But for me, great to see Sam Jacobs back in. He's had 8 weeks in the sandful. But Donnie Pike, the coach, spoke about taking and why he took the two ruckmen to Perth.
It's probably likely we'll take both over, to be honest, in terms of what we think we might be able to either have on game day or bits and pieces. So what's this space? Could be both. Yeah, that's the other side. We know what Rob's been able to produce. Source obviously been in really good form as well. Rob's probably last couple of weeks haven't been as good as he would have liked. So whether we make a change there or whether we play both, we'll keep you guessing.
Well, Pikey, Riley O'Brien's been rested, so Sam Jacobs comes in, and the midfield group are licking their lips because he's a class tap ruckman, Sammy Jacobs, and young O'Brien, his second and third efforts have been very good. So, sit back, have a bit of a watch, and watch the master in action tomorrow against the West Coast Eagles. So there you go. But I'm tipping Port Adelaide, and I'm tipping the Eagles. There you go.
Back to wrap with the Q&A next.
I hope so.
Yeah, Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.